Wednesday, April 30th. Memorial of St. Catherine of Siena. The Epistle from the Second Letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 10, verses 17 and 18, and chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. Brethren, he that glory, let him glory in the Lord. For not he that commendeth himself is approved, but he whom God commendeth. Would to God you could bear with some little of my folly, but do bear with me. For I am jealous of you with the jealousy of God. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Haydock Commentary. St. Paul calls his folly his reciting his own praises, which commonly speaking is looked upon as a piece of folly and vanity, though the apostle was constrained to do it for the good of the souls committed to his charge. He is saying, I cannot suffer these false prophets thus to destroy what has been prepared with so much labor, but I am not jealous for my own sake, it is for the honor of God, for I do not wish to prepare this spouse for myself, but for God. It is a duty incumbent on me to preserve you in the purity of the faith you have received, to present you to him as a virgin, holy and free from every spot or blemish, and hence arise my fear and solicitude, lest by insinuating and designing men, you suffer yourselves to be drawn away from the simplicity of your faith in Christ Jesus the Lord. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to his disciples. The kingdom of heaven shall be like to 10 virgins, who, taking their lamps, went out to meet the bridegroom and the bride. And 5 of them were foolish, and 5 wise. But the 5 foolish, having taken their lamps, did not take oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with the lamps. And the bridegroom tarrying, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye forth to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. The wise answered, saying, Lest perhaps there be not enough for us and for you, go you rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. Now whilst they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. But at last came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answering said, Amen, I say to you, I know ye not. Watch ye therefore, because you know not the day nor the hour. Haydock Commentary. By the 10 virgins are signified all mankind. By the bridegroom, Christ. By the bride, the church. By oil, grace and charity. The kingdom of heaven is not unfrequently compared to the church militant, which, as it is composed of both just and wicked, reprobate and elect, is deservedly compared to 5 wise and 5 foolish virgins. The wise constantly aspiring after their blessed country, the foolish with all their fasts and austerities wishing to procure nothing more than the empty esteem of men. So says St. Gregory. The custom among the Jews was that the bridegroom should go to fetch his spouse and conduct her with solemnity to his house. This was the conclusive ceremony and done in the nighttime. The young women of the vicinity, in order to do her honor, went to meet her with lighted lamps. Modern travelers inform us that this custom still obtains with the Eastern nations, particularly the Persians. Under this parable, we have the state of all Christians in their mortal pilgrimage justly delineated. The wise took oil in their lamps, the necessary qualifications of grace and charity, joined with divine faith, and an additional supply of oil in their vessels, that is, they laid up in store for themselves a solid foundation of good works. St. Gregory teaches that by lamps, faith is meant, and by the light, good works. Hence he concludes that the bad, although they have lamps, that is, faith, shall be excluded, because their lamps are out, that is, their faith is dead, without charity and good works to enlighten them. St. Augustine also declares that these lighted lamps are good works, namely works of mercy and good conversation, which shine forth before men, and that this oil is a right inward intention directing all our works to the greater glory of God, and not to the praise of ourselves in the sight of men. The foolish virgins had a little oil in their lamps at first, sufficient to shine before men, by some little external show of piety, or certain works done through fear, profit, or human respect, but had made no provision of oil in their vessels, that is, in their hearts and conscience, no provision of solid piety and charity, by means of which they might, like the prudent virgins, produce good works to salvation. The bridegroom, Jesus Christ, tarried, that is, delayed his coming, and thus protracted the time of repentance, and they all slumbered and slept, namely, they all died. Hence St. Paul says, I wish you not to be ignorant of those who are asleep. But the reason why Jesus Christ says they slumbered is because they were to rise again. And by the expression, whilst the bridegroom tarried, Christ wishes to show us that a very short time will elapse between his first and second coming. So says St. Jerome. It is said that there was a great cry. So shall we all have to rise again at the sound of the last trumpet, to meet our judge, either like the wise virgins who, having their oil ready and their lamps trimmed and burning, soon prepare themselves to give in their accounts to the Lord, or like the foolish who, having made no provision of the oil of good works, are compelled to seek it at the time they are to be judged. So says St. Augustine. It is said he will come at midnight, that is, when least expected. For our lamps are gone out. Thus too many, trusting to their faith alone and leading a tepid, indifferent life, are negligent in preparing themselves by good works for the coming of the bridegroom. But when they perceive themselves called away from this life to go and meet their judge, they then begin to find their lamps extinguished, and to think of procuring for themselves the oil of good works by bequeathing their effects to the poor. Though we ought not to despair of the salvation of these, still there is great room to fear, for a deathbed repentance is seldom sincere, more seldom or never perfect, and always uncertain. The wise virgins do not here advise the foolish to go and buy, but upbraid them for the poor store of good works they have laid up. They had before only sought the praises of men in their good actions, and therefore are answered by the wise, "Go now to those whom you have given all your actions, go and see what their praises will avail, what peace of conscience they can give you, and if they have praised you and made you esteemed in the eyes of men, see if they can do the same before God." So says St. Augustine. St. Jerome says, "After the final day of judgment, there will be no room for prayers and good works," which is why it says, "And the door was shut." St. Augustine asks, "How can we be always watching, it being necessary for each one to give himself sufficient time to sleep and rest from his many labors?" He answers the question in these words, "We may always keep watching to our hearts by faith, hope, and charity, and all other good works. But when we awake, like the five wise virgins, we must arise and trim our lamps by supplying them with the oil of good works. Then they will not go out, nor will the soothing oil of a good conscience be wanting to us. Then will the bridegroom come and introduce us to his house, where we shall never need sleep or rest, nor will our lamps ever be in danger of going out. Whilst we are in this life, we labor, and our lamps, blown about by the winds of innumerable temptations, are always in danger of being extinguished. But soon their flame shall become more brilliant, and the temptations we have suffered here shall not diminish, but increase its luster."